Today I want to talk about the fourth area of emphasis in my quotes, selling to you. I want to sell you on enhancing your relationship with your Creator, and I see that as an important area. I've begun to like the word Creator. It is different for me than the word God. Creator means it creates. We were created on various levels, in my opinion, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And most of us recognize when we look at our lives that we have to create it on a daily basis. Some people think that when they get married, they have created a marriage, and that's all they need to do after, say, the wedding ceremony or perhaps after the honeymoon. It is a fait accompli. However, most of us recognize that that's not accurate. On a daily basis, we need to continue to create that relationship. When we think of our Creator as the creator of all that is, it makes sense to me to appreciate our relationship with all that is. By focusing our attention on the Creator, what has been created to this point, from the standpoint of appreciation, and what we want to create. Now, this sermon, in written form, has been developed over a couple of days, but literally over my entire lifetime. And so I'm coming at it from a couple of different angles. I think that the process of being connected to the source of our creative power is more important than the results of any single creative act. That is, the process, rather than the result, is where the joy is going to come from. And for us to be able to rely on the relationship between the Creator and us can provide a great sense of peace. Now, if you were talking to a medical doctor, they would say, well, that great sense of peace is a good thing for your body because it will take it as a declaration of peace and, in fact, be able to do normal functions, that is, create a healthy body. To me, a great sense of peace means that God energy, Creator energy, is flowing to us and through us, rebuilding our bodies and other relationships in our lives. Maybe this is where the fork in the road occurs. I'm going to describe it this way. Two forks. One is labeled, and these are two different ways you've probably not thought of in these words before. One is labeled gratitude. G-O-D-I-T-U-D-E. Gratitude. And the other is labeled got-it-tude. G-O-T hyphen I-T hyphen T-U-D-E. One is about God, and one is about getting stuff. In order to establish a relationship with your Creator, and it is your Creator, and if I say Creator, the Creator, or my Creator, as if there's only one, I don't believe that to be true. It is your Creator is the one that you want to have a relationship with, not my version of the Creator. So that goes back to the first portion of this conversation where I talked about thinking for ourselves. You have the right to have an image of the Creator the way you want. And so what is that image? What beliefs do we have? That's a good question. I would suggest we identify the inventory by this way. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and write out all the opinions, images, thoughts, feelings, fears, superstitions, what you've heard, what you've seen demonstrated, what you've conjured up by yourself. Write all that down because it is those energetic patterns that go into you establishing your vision of the Creator. I think that when you do that, you list all of this information, you will recognize we hear a lot of stuff, we have a lot of information about the Creator, but we know very little in actuality. As I mentioned earlier, I've recently begun to recognize that the word God, and I'm a fan of the word God and variations on that, the source of all that is, all capital letters, Father God, Mother God, Christ, I like those words, those images, those energy patterns. I like infinite intelligence. But recently, the word creator is more appealing to me because it's more intuitive about the actual role or the action that this energy form is actually taking. The word God doesn't contain sufficient energy for me about God's role. The word creator does. So, is God the creator active, or once life is in our physical bodies, is the creator's role over with? Is he, notice, he or she or it, is the creator done with us? I don't think so. When I notice that I get a scratch on my hand, for instance, that healing that occurs is a form of healing. Something, capital T, something is actually creating a healthy skin on my hand. I think the Creator is still creating at all time. Maybe physical health is a symptom of effective creating, if physical health is our goal. Maybe ill health, disease, or death are the results of blocked creating or resisted creating. Is the Creator's energy form, is the Creator's creative power seeking to flow to us and through us? I think so. Now, some people may believe that when God breathes life into a newborn, at conception, let's battle about that, why don't we? Or just prior to birth, or at birth, or shortly thereafter birth, is that when God energy takes occupancy? I don't know. But just imagine, if God breathes life into a newborn and then waits to decide some days, weeks, months, years later on Judgment Day if that person obeyed his will. And if they did obey his will, if they did on Judgment Day get assessed, oh, you obeyed my will, come into heaven. Oh, you didn't obey my will, so I have to consign you to hell as eternal punishment. That's a little confusing for me because it sounds like this. Sounds like an experimenter in a laboratory who releases mice into a complicated maze with the expectation that they will make all correct moves and turns. And when they finally get to the end of the maze, or they run out of time, the mice are then judged by the number of wrong turns that they have made and the number of right turns, and then they are either given eternal rewards or eternal punishment. That experimenter does not fit my description of the Creator. Traditional Christian teachings, no matter which sect, doesn't represent God as an individual being, except sometimes in the languaging. For instance, God is watching is an image of a being outside of us who is looking at us with eyes. His attention is focused on us, and he is observing us. And that connotes judgment, that statement, God is watching. So he's judging, or some other form. However, the statement that God is in all things de-individualizes God. Now all of a sudden, he, God, the Creator, is dispersed throughout all things. For me, a more accurate statement is this. All things are in God, the Creator. The Creator existed before any things, then. It's not like God created these things, put them off to the side, and didn't occupy that same space as the things that he just created. That's not what we're taught, and it doesn't seem to fit any kind of logical reasoning. All things are in God, the Creator. I'm familiar with the phrase co-creator. I like it. It's a cool phrase. There's an indication that there's a mutual responsibility here, but now I'm starting to wonder. To create, do we have to be creators? Or, today I wonder, are we really arrangers of things already created? Are we arranging, are we organizing energy patterns that already exist? So in fact, we're not creating. They've already been created. We're arranging. If I want to create, in quotes, a painting, am I really creating a painting? Well, I didn't actually create the paints. The paints were, Well, they came from elements. They came from materials that were created way before me. Maybe they were mixed in certain ways and put on a palette. Maybe I arranged them like that, but I didn't create them. They were already created. I admit, I wouldn't have created the canvas. The canvas, if it were made out of leather, was created by processes beyond my control. Now, somebody may have grown a piece of livestock, if you will, but they didn't actually grow it. Something else created the growth of this livestock, so there was a cowhide, and ultimately it gets dried and stretched into a canvas over a wooden frame, which the wood was created by some force beyond my scope. So, would I actually be creating the painting? I haven't created the paint or the canvas. I don't know. But I like the idea that Vincent van Gogh said. He said he dreamed a picture. He saw an image in his mind's eye, and then he tried to put it on canvas using paints and paintbrushes. He didn't consider that he even created the image in his own mind. It showed up there, it arrived there, it was placed there, he attracted it perhaps, but he didn't create that image. He replicated it. He arranged it in a different form on a canvas with paints and paintbrushes. When we talk about ourselves being the co-creators of our destiny, I think that's a great step in the right direction of responsibility, instead of sitting on a park bench waiting for our destiny to be delivered to us. And in those cases where we're the co-creator, the other co-creator is generally God. But now I'm thinking God is the creator, capital C. And really, I could use a bunch of words to describe our roles. And they range anywhere from arranger to assimilator to synthesizer to chooser to selector, decider, and director. Those are a lot of different words basically describing our role. We put our attention and intention where we want, and by doing that, we will arrange God energy, God hyphen energy, creator hyphen energy that's been provided by the creator into experiences of reality that we will have. Let me say that again. We put our attention and intention where we want, and we will arrange the energy provided by the Creator into experiences of reality. We are painting whatever picture we wish. That picture, for most of us, is called life. We are painting, arranging, organizing, directing, synthesizing our lives according to the thoughts and emotions and our choices of those. Most people will agree that we can arrange our thoughts. And of course, well, I say of course, because I believe this, that the thoughts that we choose then arrange our emotions. Thoughts and emotions are energy patterns or vibrations that we have the power to arrange. When we take back our power to arrange thoughts and emotions, we start to know that we can arrange our relationship with our Creator. That's the whole point of this talk today. If your relationship with your God holds God in the role or image of a puppet master, and some people believe he is, then it is likely that you are not listening to this talk at all. So I'll just assume that you're listening because you're considering the possibility that there is a different kind of relationship. If you thought God was a puppet master, what would be the point of even talking about this? When God pulls a string, you would move in the proper place, or if you didn't, you would experience the consequences, presumably guilt and other emotions, or physical pain, or disturbances of harmony, or whatever else is connected to that model. If, on the other hand, and this is where I go, if the Creator is the creative essence of all things, and we have access to him, her, it, in proportion to how we arrange our thoughts and feelings over matter, energy, space, and time, how we arrange matter, energy, space, and times, including our thoughts and our emotions, then the game is to allow and direct this energy in ways that we desire. Last night I watched the movie Gandhi for the third time, and it was the first time for my wife. It's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen that, there's a lot of information about a relationship with God in that that you'll benefit from. But one of Gandhi's quotes, not in the movie, but something he said about God and a hungry man, goes like this. There are people in the world so hungry that God cannot appear to them except in the form of bread, end quotes. I think we are all experiencing some forms of hunger. Maybe not the type of hunger that would be satisfied with bread, but a hunger nonetheless. Maybe our misunderstanding of our hungers has led to, maybe not normal, but common behaviors such as obesity, along with the consumerist epidemic that's going on in America. We hunger for something and we run to the refrigerator or the pantry or the store to buy something. Maybe we're at the stage where God has to show up as food to satisfy the hunger, or another car in the garage, or a cured illness, or money in the bank. But at some point, we're likely to elevate our relationship with our Creator from our begging a reluctant parent to give us what we want up to some higher form of a relationship. Perhaps that we will learn that our entire life is about arranging our relationship with our Creator for the purposes of harmonizing us with the Creator, which is seeking to create through us. And we have the power, by directing our thoughts and emotions and then our actions, into that expression. Sometimes I ask people to draw this diagram. So if you're interested, you can do this. I'm going to draw a picture with a couple of circles and some lines. So this is how it begins. On the left side of a page, draw a circle about 3 or 4 inches in diameter. An inch or two to the right, draw another circle about 1.5 or 2 inches in diameter. Clearly, one picture, one circle on the left, is larger than the circle on the right. Connecting the rightmost edge of the large circle and the leftmost edge of the small circle are 4 horizontal parallel lines. So you've got a large circle, a small circle, and 4 connecting horizontal parallel lines. The large circle is called God, or Creator. The circle on the right, the smaller circle, is labeled our good. And that can be anything that you think will help you become closer, more in harmony with your Creator. Feel better about yourself, feel better about other people, feel better about life, and feel better about your connection with your Creator. Those 4 horizontal lines, for me, represent our 4 forms of connection. There could be many more, but for convenience, I use this. The top line represents my spiritual connection to my Creator and my good. It always exists. It never is broken. Can't be broken. Can't be broken. One line down is my mental connection between me, my Creator, and my good. One row down is my emotional connection to my Creator and my good. And the bottom line is my physical connection to my Creator and my good. Those bottom 3, the mental, emotional, and physical connections, can be blocked, can be resisted, can be distorted, can be misunderstood by us, in my opinion. And so I've arrived at this idea that if I'm these 4 lines, if I'm these 4 representations of connection, this Creator energy, if I allow it to flow through me fully and I put my attention and intention on both my Creator and the expression of that energy, that is my good, it is apt to happen faster. But the joy is in the connection to the Creator. The joy is in this process much more than it is in the result. So if I were to look at it this way, perhaps you've heard in the past the expression, be do have. That's the idea of if you can be in harmony with your Creator, that's what I'm talking about today. If you can be, you can exist in harmony with your Creator, you will know joy and happiness. Then you will tend to do things, act, behave in ways that are in harmony with your being in harmony with your Creator. It will be more difficult, more unusual for you to act out of harmony with your relationship. And consequently, what you are apt to have will be in harmony with your doing and your being aligned with your Creator. This concept can bring some clarity to something that most people have thought about at one time or another. Why do people who win the lottery 5 or so years later, for the most part, return to their previous levels of lifestyle, of happiness, of struggle? For me, the answer is they didn't be millionaires, and they didn't do what millionaires do in order to sustain that identity. But all of a sudden, they have millions, but they don't have the foundation of being or doing that will sustain it. Consequently, it's like a house of cards. It crumbles over time. Being in harmony with your Creator puts you in a position to do and have wonderful experiences. But being in harmony with your Creator is the wonderful experience. You have already arrived at what you're looking for. You have already found the solution to the hunger. I would like to end this service with a prayer. Father God, Mother God, Christ, the Creator and connection to all that is, thank you for our blessings. Thank you for our awareness of our relationship with you and the energy and the motivation and the desire to increase our awareness of our connection to you. Help us love, that is, attend to, respect, and appreciate the forms that your creations take. Bless all of us, our families, all citizens of the world. Help us all to know you are flowing to all of us and through all of us. Give us the courage, open up to that knowingness. Thank you. It is so. Amen.